Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino back again to talk with you about the week's most interesting news stories for the week of September 14th, 2021, here on News AF.
If the story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, factual.
Yeah, that's right. The actual factual news team is back again for another week of AF news stories. And here with us is a man who is surrounded by art. Here is the wonderful Tyson Apostle. Tyson, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. It's not only art that I'm surrounded by. If you'll notice, I have art here on this side, but on this side, it's empty frames where
future art
will be future art.
But the empty frames could be art themselves.
That's true. I have seen frame art before. And a good frame, honestly, is a work of art. So I guess you're right. I am surrounded by art, and
you yourself, you're an art piece.
I am a piece of art. Yes. Yes. God's finest masterpiece, some would say.
Yes. Some have said that. Yes.
Yeah. Some many, yes. I would say. So, drink it in. I mean, yeah. What else do I say? I'm here. I'm excited to be here. I've been looking forward to chit chatting with you guys like I do every week. Yep. And, we're here with, the eye in the sky, vascular D, only getting more vascular with age, if I
think that's how it works.
Yes. Danny Bryson.
Yeah, back from the great north.
Oh, yeah, you drove to Canada after last week's podcast.
They let me in.
Yes.
And
what did you have to do? Give them a case of beer?
They didn't even care. We rolled up at the border and we clogged the only lane into Canada for 45 minutes. Nobody else showed up to go to Canada. And while we were sitting there, we had to download an app and then fill out the app. The guy didn't care at all, the border agent, that we were slow and totally incompetent and still let us in. I was very surprised. I felt like once we got into Canada, it felt wrong. Like we had done something wrong. We were in a place we weren't supposed to be.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But it was awesome.
Yeah.
Are you not supposed to be able to get into Canada, or it's just like,
well, I mean, we've been barred from entering Canada for a year and a half. I don't think they can still come down here for non-essential travel. So,
did you list your travel as essential?
No, I didn't, because it most definitely was not. And now that's the thing, is now they can allow you to go. This is my second time to Canada in what, a year or about 9 months. The first time was essential. This time, not essential, but it was awesome. Banff, Lake Louise area, beautiful, lots of people. But that's good because there's bears, and it lowers the odds that you'll be the one who gets mauled.
Did you see bears?
I didn't see any. It was very low on wildlife.
So there's hearsay is that there are bears.
They put up signs, right? Mm-hmm. They put up the signs, but they don't keep the bears chained up, you know, like next to the trail.
Mm-hmm.
Like growling at you and making things exciting. And then coming back into the U.S., no big deal. Lady just kind of waved us through.
Welcome home, sir.
Yeah, it felt great.
Mm-hmm.
So 30 hours of driving for 48 hours of tourist activities.
Pretty good. You do it right, Danny. You definitely do it right. Yeah.
I would have stayed longer, but it got that classic rain. You know, I think it rains up there all the time. It's green and beautiful, and that comes at a price, and it just started dumping. Mm-hmm. So we just decided to turn around and come back.
Who went with you?
I was going to go by myself. And at the last minute, I texted Nick. and he didn't do any of the mountain stuff with me, but he drove his own, he drove a car. So he drove and, yeah, we went up there. It was awesome.
Wow.
Highly recommend it.
Did you run into any News AF listeners?
No, no. Ran into some mediocre fans.
Yeah. Oh,
YouTube did you have channel. A meetup?
In no, Canada?
No, no, they just stopped to talk to me.
In Canada?
Yeah, in Canada.
They wow, that's in pretty the wild. Good. They said, oh my God, is it Danny Bryson?
Yeah, and that's not even the weirdest run I've ever
were
had.
They American or were
yeah,
they Canadian?
Were both American.
Yeah. Okay.
But I was in Switzerland. This is going back 2 years. And I was just walking through an empty Swiss town because the town's kind of closed down in the shoulder season. And there was a guy coming up the road and he turned out to be a huge fan from Estonia. Of my YouTube channel. That one wow. was the most astounding of all run-ins I've ever had.
Astounding, so. Would you say?
Yeah. Yeah, astounding.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Rob, so, where's yeah, the craziest place you've been recognized?
Yeah.
Oh. I feel like... No, no place too crazy. It really doesn't come. It doesn't happen very often. I think that one time when I was actually on my pre-jury experience in Argentina, I was like at like a flea market, and somebody recognized me.
Uh oh, mm-hmm. That's a bad place but to get.
I don't think that the person like if they figured out what was going together. On, they didn't. I don't think that they were sort of hip to what was happening.
Yeah, interesting. Mm-hmm. I got recognized. I mean, I get recognized everywhere.
Yeah,
but I got recognized on my flight home from San Diego this weekend. A guy on my flight,
the pilot,
thought he recognized me. No, thought he recognized me. Sent me a message on Cameo because you can send DMs on Cameo.
Wow.
And it said, "Hey, are you on a flight from San Diego to Phoenix right now?" And I said, "Yes, are you on it?" And then he like looked, he was up in the front, I was in the back, we waved. He messaged again and was like, "I'd really like to get a picture if that's not too crazy." And I said, "No, that's fine, just wait at the gate when we get off the plane." And I was kind of in a hurry, so I said, as I got off the plane, I said, "Hey, if you want to drive me home, let's just do that." And he's like, "Okay." So I let this guy drive. Yeah.
You want to drive me home?
I didn't have a ride, so I was going to Uber.
How did you know he had a car?
Well, if he didn't, he would have said, "I don't have a car," and then I would have gone and gotten an Uber.
Wow. Tyson, you're lucky you're still alive.
No, I had it. I mean, he had got a Cameo for his cousin in the past, and then he sent me a message on Cameo. So I did have his some information from him, and he seemed like a nice enough guy. So I offered, it was a little out of his way, and I offered and I said, "It's out of your way. If you don't want to, that's fine. But I am in a hurry, so I don't have a lot of time to spend with you right now." He drove me home.
Wow.
Tyson, if one of these people during one of these types of experiences ends up putting you in like a well they have in their basement because it's an older house.
Yeah. I'll have deserved all of it. Yeah.
Do you think they'll still let you do News AF?
Ooh. Because I think they will make me do more. I bet it's nonstop News AF. They're like, "Here's the stories today, Tyson." And then I'm just supposed to sit there and riff by myself. But I think it's just by myself, which is going to be extra difficult.
That's tough. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah. Say a word.
I'm glad you're still here.
Say your line, Tyson. Say your line.
As you cry and weep through the words, "We did it, God." Yes.
Wow.
So, yeah, I mean...
Yeah. Tyson, maybe you could set
up. Would you not have done that ever?
I don't think I would have done that.
Ever in a million years.
Not with a random person. If it was somebody that I had had some more interactions with.
Well. Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Well, you guys let it be known here that the true adventurer in this threesome is Tyson Apostle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No doubt. Tyson, maybe you should set up like every city you go to, like which lucky fan gets to pick you up at the airport.
That's a good idea. Or like a Cameo where they actually pay to drive you home from the airport.
It's like Uber meets Cameo where it's like famous people need rides somewhere. And then how much will you pay to pick up your famous person and then get them where they need to go?
Exactly, dude. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there we go. So
it's a brilliant idea.
That's it. I'm alive. I'm happy. Mm-hmm. It's fine. Mm-hmm. And I actually was going to my in-laws' house instead of my own personal house. So that was a little, for me, that was a little peace of mind knowing that he only knows where my in-laws live.
Okay.
That's right. Enough.
Well, let's get into our news stories at this hour. And this was a story making the rounds today about how scientists have begun starting to potty train cows, of course, that we know that cows can release all sorts of different greenhouse gases.
Methane. Cited. I don't know if there's a lot of different greenhouse gases. I think it's just one.
Well, I think that they actually get into a second one here. But Tyson, as that you are alluding to, yeah, the thing like, oh, you always hear about, oh, cows fart too much. That's going to release all the methane gas. That's the big problem. But this new discovery focuses more on something that we hardly ever talk about, cow urine.
Interesting. Then they release a lot of it. I spent time watching them pee. So
now, Danny,
wait, what?
Yeah.
So you're never just out there watching cows pee?
I see so many cows when I'm out working that inevitably I see a lot of them pee.
I thought you specifically were making trips to watch cows pee.
Yeah, I film it. I've got a channel.
Dude, I bet this channel would actually blow up. Okay, cool. So yeah, you watch a lot of
it's called the Moolu.
The Moolu. Now, Danny, famously, you have said on this podcast, you are very anti-cow. You dislike all cows.
I dislike them so much. Just this past weekend when I was up at work, I was driving over all sorts of cow pies and spraying them up onto my car.
Cow pie is like a very pleasant turn of phrase.
Yeah,
for what
giant
it is, right?
Steamy pile. It's got always got this like cow outer diarrhea. Crust. It's always got this outer crust too. You're like, oh, maybe this one's aged to a hardened, you know, like texture. But no, that you break through the outer crust and it is always soft underneath. The outer crust keeps the inside soft,
like a, just like a pie,
true pie, yeah. Just like a pie, which probably how it got the name. And so you're like, you're driving all of them. You're hopeful that they're going to be hard enough not to spray up onto your car, and then they do. Yes, I hate cows. I would gladly give up all beef products if it meant no more cows.
Now, Danny, do you hate all cows or only cows that are not potty trained?
This is maybe I found some kind of compromise. Let's hear more.
Yeah. Okay. So enter the Moolu. Is that the best bathroom pun out there for cows, Tyson?
Can you top it, Rob?
The cow mode?
Nope.
Something with bovine.
Okay.
Bovine throne.
All right. Well, so
bovine bidet.
Bovine bidet. Yeah. It's not quite a bidet. Anyway.
Yes.
So they've created the Moolu, which is almost like a patch of grass that is going to lure cows to go and pee in this special pen. And because the reason why they are doing this is because that the cow urine contains nitrogen, and especially when mixed with the feces, it becomes ammonia, which is another environmental issue that is
acid rain.
Yep.
Jeez, dude, I didn't know that. Another reason to hate cows.
Cows are ruining our lives, dude.
And for what? Poorly cooked steaks and hamburgers?
Well, that's don't blame that on the cows that they're poorly cooked.
Yeah, the cows aren't cooking them.
No, I know that. I'm just saying that all we're getting for the acid rain and me driving through cow poos endlessly at work.
Yeah.
It's not worth it.
Yeah. So.
Hold on.
Yes.
Hold on. I just saw 8 gallons of urine a day for a cow. Gallons.
Yeah, because all they're eating is they're only eating watery grasses and stuff, dude. All that stuff has liquid in it, plus they're drinking water. But 8 gallons is a lot.
That's insane.
My question here, which I know none of us will have the answer to, is do the relatives of cows, the wild counterparts,
what is also a wild counterpart?
Like a wildebeest, like any of those, like even like deer or any of those things. Do any of those guys also have this same urine and fecal. Yeah.
Good now, question. We would need an animal scientist on the panel to answer that.
I think
that.
So.
Yeah.
Well, let's just focus on cows, though, because we all know and understand cows. We've grown up around them. I think we did actually a study a long time ago about how few people have actually ever seen a cow. Mm-hmm. And there, it was like a huge number of people have never seen one out
in the wild,
in pasture or not, hopefully not in the wild, but you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So anyway, do you got more details for us?
I was just going to say that. So while the cows can be trained to urinate in a certain area, it only takes about 2 weeks to train the calves. They did not yet try to train the cows to defecate in a certain place. That's the part of the study that would be appealing to Danny. Teaching the cows not to emit methane via belches and flatulence, they said they can't train them to do that because according to the person interviewed, they would blow up. The cows would explode.
Still gathering eight. So we used to have, I think, 900 cows, six to 900 cows, gathering 600 to 900 cows, 8 gallons of urine daily from that. Let's just say average 750 cows. How are you handling that much liquid? Where are you pumping it? Now you've got an environmental disaster in the fact that you probably have thousands of gallons every day from these cows. What do you do with that?
That's
is
a good
there
question,
a product yeah. that you can build out of it?
Yeah,
are those gases a positive for anything? Like, isn't
nitrogen? You mix it in soil, right, to get good plant growth?
Yes.
But like everything else in quantity, it becomes dangerous at least a disaster.
But you get the large quantity of it, collect it, and then make fertilizer out of it.
You
right?
could power a Tesla with it, I think.
Oh, that'd be great. That would be awesome. Mm-hmm.
Nitrous powered Tesla.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that idea. If we could somehow power cars with cow piss, that would be awesome. All those stinky cattle farms would just have a tank you could roll up.
No, you'd just have every house would have a cow attached to the side of it that would just piss straight
milking
into the car.
Its piss all day long. Is that what we're going to call it now?
I mean, you're getting 8 gallons a day. Hardly ever use 8 gallons of gas in a single day. Almost never, unless we're on a road trip.
Yes, eight gallons of urine, but how many gallons of milk? Think about it.
Yeah. You're getting milk too, Danny. And if you have a bowl, then you're getting, seed to sell to whoever has a female.
Now you just got this cow hooked up with some hose to every hole. Every hole has a hose.
Methane, I think you can run stuff off methane too.
Again, that's another hole. We could utilize, like, they were all shocked that we could breathe out of our butts. Remember that study?
Yeah.
But it's like cows could do so much. They could power the world with every hole, offering us a different, energy source.
So guys, maybe this will change your opinion, Danny.
Wait.
Yeah. Get them off of my place of work and put them somewhere else
in a garage next to your garage. Mm-hmm.
I guess in my garage. I always have flies too. I was sitting there looking at the cows.
There's probably something you can do with the flies.
There's always flies. Always so many flies. So when I drive by a cow, even if I don't run over his poo, I have to go through its fly cloud. That is like, nothing good. It's not worth the hamburgers. It's not worth the steaks.
I have to backtrack a little bit here because Laureen Vermillion.
Yeah,
I think that's how you say that, has come up with maybe a better pun than the Mulu. She came up with Wagyu washroom.
That sounds expensive. That is nice.
Wagyu washroom. That's what they do in Australia. That's the same product, the Mulu in Australia, because Australians neither recognize the sound moo, because to them a cow says something else probably. Wagyu. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, is it Wagyu?
Wagyu washroom.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that a type of steak, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a type of cow. Yeah, I think.
Oh, it's a type of cow.
I don't know for sure.
Well,
beef relief is another one.
Oh, I like that one. Beef relief.
Okay. Now we're everybody, you know, it took a little while for everybody's trains to get going, but now we're out of the station.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right. Well, as Danny talked about the problem with all of the cow pies, you know, dog pies are a little bit of an issue for people.
They're a bigger problem.
Bigger problem, especially on carpeting. And so that another thing that people have to keep the carpets clean is the Roomba robot vacuum. But Tyson, what happens when the Roomba inevitably runs into a dog pie?
We came into that. We had covered a story like that a couple years ago, and the Roomba spread the dog poop all over the entire apartment. Everything looked like a Jackson Pollock painting over the entire footprint
of
the house.
That's like what you have next to you.
Yes.
Yes.
Over here. It's off. Yeah. And so it was disgusting. And anybody who owned a dog should immediately have gotten rid of their Roomba, which inevitably probably angered the robots. But that's, I mean, it was really a bad, bad situation.
Yes. Very bad situation. Well, have no fear, because the Roomba J7 Plus is here that has given customers even more control over their clean with a camera that will help it now avoid pet droppings instead of smearing them all over the floor.
Oh, that's great news. But also, like, let's say Danny's one of the world's leading camera scientists, and you get a call from Roomba. It's like, hey, Danny Bryson, we've got the most important, this is going to change humanity. And you're like amped because you've always just wanted to help humanity with your knowledge. You're like, you're going to spend 6 years working on a camera that can recognize dog turd.
My life is, that's my legacy. I can retire. I don't have to do anything else the rest of my life. Danny Bryson built a poop camera. The greatest camera ever.
But it only recognizes dog turds. And you've had to surround yourself with dog turds over the last 6 years, all different kinds and styles, to make sure that each and every one of them is recognized.
What's funny, Tyson, is there was a team that built 100 physical models of pet droppings and then trained an algorithm on over hundreds of thousands of images to get the device to avoid the crap. So someone really did devote, like they came out of MIT, they were fresh-faced, naive, full of hopes and dreams, and they were sent on the poop project, you know, like 2 years, and now they're completely burned out.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. You sure they didn't come from the Southampton Institute of Technology?
That's very possible. I don't even know what Institute of Technology that is. Mm. Does everyone have an Institute of Technology? I feel like, you know, every state should have one, or city.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't matter if that was what you built. That's something to be proud of. That's more than most people ever build in a lifetime, a poop aversion software. And I could use that on my truck. Like, why not put that on a Tesla? I don't drive a Tesla at work, but
just airbags go off and it screeches to a halt.
No. When I get near a cow turd, these things pop out from the side of my fenders. So to collect the spray.
Yeah, Danny, what you need is the Roomba that does clean up the cow poop. You need some sort of
sucks it up into your car to keep it driving.
Well, we have a bulldozer at work. I'm just not allowed to drive it, but if I was, that all I would do is just drive it with the blade down.
That doesn't sound like the Danny Bryson I know. Oh my dad said I can't drive the bulldozer. Really, so I guess I won't.
And super dangerous.
I guess I won't.
And I don't think that I'm qualified. If you've looked in there, I mean, it's not any more complex than the snowcat we set on fire.
Danny, that's what I'm saying. Can I, if I fly out there and we start YouTubing around on air, can we do an episode of Mediocre Amateur where we teach ourselves to drive a bulldozer,
Danny, after you get done, you just have to bulldoze backwards to take the mileage off the odometer.
It's that simple. If only I knew. Guys, the bulldozer has so much. It has these things on the back that are like giant, you know, like snake fangs. Yeah. I don't even know what those do, but it just adds to the intimidation factor. Tyson and I would probably die within the first 10 minutes because it has so much power that who knows what kind of trouble we'd get up to.
My dad has a lot of heavy driving equipment as well, Danny, if we're getting into some humble brags here.
Okay.
And I'm afraid to drive all of it.
Yeah, rightfully so.
Yeah, but I did drive the giant industrial forklift all over, and I drove that around with people on the forks, standing on the forks.
Well, let's not forget that the reason I want to drive the dozer is that if the Roomba had something similar, like it could just push the poop out of the way.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying is that could be an alternative to creating the sensor. Maybe a cheaper solution would be just to put on a poop dozer.
Initially, no, not a poop dozer. That would still smear. Eventually, they'll have a way to pick up the poop as well. And then
because you freeze it, you could shoot it with like nitrogen or whatever that is. And from then scoop it.
Right. Liquid nitrogen. Docs in the chat says, Danny's dad never said Tyson couldn't drive the bulldozer.
He never said that.
That's the loophole. We just found it. I'm sure he would love it. I never told him that Tyson was the one driving when the snowcat.
I didn't even drive it. I just started it. Yeah. I don't even think we were. Oh, we were driving.
We were driving in out of that.
I slammed it in the shed.
So
yeah. Now, firefighters did say we did
a great job,
right, in containing the fire.
We did. I mean, it took years off our lives more than any hot dog.
Oh my gosh, dude. I've never inhaled so much smoke from burning rubber in my life.
What was this?
At my work, we had a snowcat.
You know what a snowcat is, Danny or Rob?
It's a piece of machinery.
Yeah, it's like got tracks.
Okay.
And it can kind of stay on top of the snow, and then it has like a snow plow. We were going to get these snowmobiles out. So I said, Tyson, why don't you clear out the little garage ways? Like, because the snow comes off the roof and creates a pile. So Tyson started driving, and
I was driving it very well.
Very well. Very well. It's like operating a tank, super fun. And then its smoke started billowing out of it. And he said, is that a problem? And the thing was, there was a fire due to a rat's nest in the middle, like the core of the machine. So we tried to shovel snow on top of it, and eventually we smothered the fire, and then the fire department showed up. They commended us on our excellent work. But the machine was destroyed. Very expensive machine.
But the burning in it was burning. It was burning. All the windows cracked in the thing from the heat. The metal of the body of the vehicle got all discolored. The paint did, and bubbled up and stuff everywhere. And every single piece of rubber and plastic part in that machine burned, and it was black, the blackest smoke you've ever seen, just going straight into our nose holes.
I can still smell it, even COVID nose.
Yeah.
Still, it's like the one smell I can
smell. And there were three of us there that day, Danny, and I often forget the third person there who said,
we said many times,
what should I do? What should I do? What should I do? And we tried to get him to do the only thing that we knew he A, could do, and B, to get him out of the way as quickly as possible from hindering Danny's and I's speedy
attempts
yeah.
to save the life of this.
But I heard that that machine now has a second life, right? So he bought it and restored it, or you
sent it off to a farm where it's lived out its days slightly.
We should go visit it.
Hey, we should. Hey, fella.
Sorry. Anyway,
going back to the poop story, this is the technology that you don't think you need until you've smeared that poo all over your floor.
Right. Yeah.
And it's just nice that someone takes up the tasks of these types of jobs and
really
builds technology to solve these problems.
And what the Roomba will do is that the Roomba will actually photograph the dog poop as a camera, and will photograph the dog poop, and then it will send you an alert and let you know about the poop that is on the floor.
Will it send you a photo of the poop?
Yes. It will take a picture of the poop.
Oh, that is awesome.
And send it to you.
My friend in college would send me.
Yeah. Danny had a human version of this.
Yeah, I did. He was so proud of them. He'd always send them to me by mail, by the way. It was like a paper. And he had to get this.
Wait, he'd print out photos and send them to you?
Yeah, he had to.
Who is this?
Willie did it.
Okay, cool.
So,
yeah.
Okay.
That's nothing for the Roomba. The Roomba can do it all digitally. If the Roomba had to go to 24-hour develop and get its film developed, and then put it in a letter and send it to you, that's actually impressive. Yeah. It's just like snapping. So
your friend would then show his face at the store where they develop the photos.
Yeah.
Yes. I didn't think about it at the time, but that's so true. We had to go get it developed. And by the way, at the time, we were both missionaries, right? So we're supposed to be those clean cut
Mormon missionaries
to wander around the streets. Uh-huh. So he's got pictures of him, you know, doing church stuff. And then like a random picture of his poo in the toilet. just like the guy at the 24-hour development just a wonder what is going on here.
He must have had to have been like ready to feign like shock of like what do you mean that's in my photos? Someone must have stolen my camera.
The guy developing the photos was never receptive to a Mormon missionary's message, and they could never understand why.
So I'm not impressed that the Roomba can do this, because like I said, I had a human doing this when it was it was like so much more difficult. But I do appreciate how would that be if you're in the middle of like a date or like a real serious meeting, and your Roomba's like, hey, I've got this picture for you, and you open it up. And, you know, she sees it from across the table or he or whoever. And it's like a giant turd right there on your phone.
So if you own one of these Roombas, will then your friends prank you by taking giant turds on your carpet for then the Roomba to send photos of? I feel like
that's the ultimate prank. That's the ultimate prank. Yeah.
And or just pick up the Roomba after you've gone to the bathroom in a toilet and point it and see if it can recognize it, and then send your friend up.
We're about to get a lot of different TikTok, a new TikTok trend, I think, Rob, with the new Roombas.
Roomba poops. Poombas. Poop.
Yeah.
I can't come up with the name. That's Rob's department.
Poomba.
Yeah, Poomba.
Yeah. Getting sent Poombas.
Yes. And the nice thing about having the photo of the dog pie on your carpet is that when you get home, then you can go to the dog and say, did you do this? Did you do this? Put the photo in his face. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's true.
Okay. Because then the dog will know what you're talking about. All
right. You know what would be better? Sorry, one last comment. The next step up for the Roomba would be able to usher your dog to the toilet, just like a cow, when it senses a dog's about to go poo on your carpet. That's more valuable.
If the camera technology was always on, even at charging, and you set it up kind of like where the dog usually poops, and then it alerts you and the dog is like, not here, not here. Because you know, if you spook like a pooping human or a pooping dog, they'll stop pooping. It's that's not like, I'm going to go right now. It's like, oh, I'm spooked. I'm going to hold it and go. So eventually the Roomba, maybe a Roomba with a toilet bowl on top of it.
Ooh, nice. And an incinerator inside.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Nice.
Now you're talking.
That's next level.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. That's next. Talked about how the Mulu was working to help out to prevent things like acid rain and other greenhouse gases. Well, Taco Bell is doing its part to help save our environment. And what they're doing is trying to reduce the 8 billion pounds of Taco Bell sauce packets that go into U.S. landfills every year. They have a new program where they're trying to keep the sauce packets out of the landfill. And the way it works is that you'll sign up for an account with a company called TerraCycle, and then you will return empty sauce packets or collect sauce packets into the recycling container, and they will ship them back.
So I just yesterday got Taco Bell and I saw that little infinity figure eight sign. Mm-hmm. And I read the TerraCycle recycle, whatever thing. I thought, what the, like, it didn't make it. So this mm-hmm. is a great, this is closing the loop for me on exactly what was going on. I did not know that that's what they were trying to do.
So when I first read this article, I thought they wanted you to send back your unused sauce packets, mm-hmm. but apparently they want you to send back the used sauce packets so they can refill them.
Interesting. I used a sauce packet yesterday because they didn't put any in my bag, but luckily I have hundreds in a drawer, which is what they're trying to solve. But the truth is, I used those hundreds, so I put them in the drawer. The thing that was disturbing is that I grabbed a packet from our drawer and it was super liquidy. And I thought, there's no time, expiration, whatever. And I didn't know if it was safe and I can't taste if it's bad. So now it's nice to know that if I could take all the 100.
Why are you eating it if you can't taste it?
Because I'd like to think that someday I will be able to. Mm-hmm. But I can take all those packets that no longer, I don't know how long they've been in there. And now you're telling me I can ship them off. They'll open it, refill it with fresh, delicious Taco Bell fire sauce, and send it back to a restaurant. That's what's happening here.
Yes.
That's awesome.
But are they repurposing or are they melting down and creating? Are they fully recycling the packages, I have to assume?
I believe that's unclear.
Okay. I would have to assume, because how else would they, when you rip the bag open and stuff, it seems like that's the only way. So they probably take
lasers.
Any other. My Nespresso machine gives you bags that you can put, and there's a shipping label already on them.
Is it a Keurig?
No, it's a Nespresso. It's the same thing.
Yeah, well, I read years ago people were complaining about Keurig cups.
You put the pods back in this bag and send it, and they recycle them.
Mm-hmm.
And they give you the bag and pay for the shipping and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good initiative on a lot of those large corporations. I mean, obviously, it looks good on them. And if they're actually doing it to
that's the thing,
the scale that we hope they are, then it will make an impact.
We should just put all this crap on boats and send it to China until like 2-3 years ago. China's like, yeah, we don't want that stuff anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But 710 million metric tons of plastic. Oh, wait, that's not what they put out. How much did you say they put out? The packets? Where'd you find that number? 8 billion pounds of used.
Mm-hmm.
This says used sauce packets.
Yeah.
A year or total?
A year. Every year.
That's disgusting.
But mm-hmm. this one says used. They're not solving that problem. 8 billion, unless they're counting any packet that goes home with you as used, I guess. Because they're only using ones that are already filled and just sending those back.
When I think of my carbon footprint, well, not necessarily my full carbon footprint, but waste-wise, I look at the stuff that I'm throwing away in my garbage can versus the stuff I'm putting away in my recycling bin.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying my hardest. I'm picturing that if I had to store all the garbage on my own property, how long before I would overrun myself?
Well, what you should be considering is your hot sauce packet footprint.
Mm-hmm.
I don't eat hot sauce.
Mine's zero.
Why?
Because I don't eat it.
You don't put hot sauce on your burritos.
I mean, Tyson's tacos. Doing the most help.
I'm doing the most help, and it's only because of those packets. And I don't even
go to Taco Bell.
I don't either.
Okay, there's lots of other restaurants you can go to.
I don't use a sauce packet. I I go to Chick-fil-A and they're like, do you want the sauce pack? No sauce for me. Thank you, good sir.
Dude, McDonald's. Look at you.
Yeah.
Look at you saving the world.
I buy my ketchup at Costco.
Yeah, but you don't eat. You eat out. And when you eat out, you guys both. Tyson, do you ever get ketchup packets?
Nope. I don't eat ketchup.
Oh, my gosh. Hmm. Okay. So I've got Tyson's an angel. But Rob, come on. Surely you must be.
I'm not a sauce man. I won't eat sauce anyways. I feel like you should know that about me, Danny.
You're not a sauce man, but I didn't know to what extent.
Especially not Cranch.
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew that. And
I'm anti-sauce, yeah.
Yeah, I guess it's just sauces.
I'll eat barbecue sauce if like I can't like not have it mm-hmm. on there. Like if they're like, oh, it's already mixed into the thing, to the brisket. But everything else is like, no. Yeah.
I love Taco Bell sauce. Like I can't eat Taco Bell without Taco Bell sauce.
Yeah. And that should be a pretty good indication that you shouldn't be eating Taco Bell.
At least 1 billion pounds of the used sauce packets probably came from me. Especially remember they used to give you so many packets, like an absurd amount. And then mm-hmm. someone in corporate was like, hey, we need to ask people how many packets they need.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're saving. Yeah. And they're saving $1 trillion a year because of that.
Yeah. Because seriously, it was like, I'd get like 2 tacos, but I'd get 15 packets of sauce.
Yeah. And they were thinking, oh, that's not, ain't no thing, but 15 packets of sauce to every single customer nationwide
pounds of sauce packets.
it's a ton. That's the thing. So,
okay. Now I know, I don't know if I'll ever do this, but, cause I tend to use up all my packets.
All right. Well, it is mid-September officially now, and so we are almost to spooky season. Tomorrow it will be. And I mean, I guess it's like the middle third of September.
Yeah.
The 11th to the 20th, we're in the middle third.
Let's just say the middle of September. We're on our way to Halloween.
Tomorrow will be halfway there. And so that we are going to start getting a lot more scary stories. And so there is a brand new company called Finance Buzz, and they are looking to pay $1,300 to somebody to watch 13 scary movies while wearing a Fitbit so they can see how your heart rate goes up when you watch a scary movie. Danny, do you like scary movies?
No, well, depends. There's like scary movies involving possession. There's scary movie. I don't like those ones. There's scary movies involving like, you know, ghosts, monsters. Don't bother me as much.
Mm-hmm.
Psychos. Don't necessarily like those. I'll watch any of them, but I don't.
The Saw.
Yeah, like the Saw. Ew. I don't know. That would be considered like a psycho. Yeah. I don't go out of my way to see horror movies. They're saying here like A Quiet Place Part 2.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I could watch those.
I think that's kind of science fiction-y.
Those are alien-y.
I know it's horror, but there is an alien
aspect. Those are thrillers.
Yeah.
Aren't horror. Those are thrillers.
Here are the movies you have to watch. Saw.
Nope.
Amityville Horror. Quiet Place. A Quiet Place Part 2.
I'd watch both of those, no sweat.
Candyman.
Eh, the new one or the old one?
I don't know. It doesn't say. Insidious.
Probably the new one.
The Blair Witch Project.
No.
Sinister.
You don't like the Blair? You won't watch the Blair Witch Project, or you just...
Mm-hmm.
It just makes you sick, Danny?
It's what? Just like, I can't. It's too distracting.
Sinister.
Yeah, but they're paying... Okay, I don't
Get
think
out.
I
even know...
Get Out was good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know if it's... I feel like it's not really horror.
I don't think it's a horror either. I totally agree. I don't think that's a horror.
Halloween from 2018.
I don't want to watch.
Why is The Purge Halloween? That's not horror.
It's not Normal Activity and Annabelle.
Look, The Purge is super violent.
I didn't make the study. That's what they're going to pay you $1,300 to do.
Nah, I would. I'll tell you my favorite horror film.
What is it?
Go on.
If I can remember what it's called. Paranormal Activity.
Oh.
Paranormal Activity.
That's on the list.
Vaguely remember that one.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah.
You know why I like it?
Why?
Because it was made for like $10,000 with like three actors. Yeah. And it's just like one of those like rags to riches stories. Mm-hmm. Where
no Final Destination on this?
No, Final Destination not on here.
Yeah.
Oh, no, $1,300. I would do it.
I would too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and a $50 gift card to cover the rental costs of the Fright Fest. Mm-hmm. Where you're renting these, you're going to Bend, Oregon and getting the only rentals.
You rent them online, but how, like, for ones that you can't,
Stream. Okay.
Yeah. But how, are they going to monitor that you're actually watching all of these?
The heart rate monitor.
Oh.
They should be able to put it against, you know, like the video's scare meter or whatever. Like,
what if you, is there a scare meter?
I don't know.
Do you have a month to watch them or what?
No, you have to watch them between the days of October 8th to October 9th to October 18th.
Can I watch them at 3x speed?
I don't know.
Like you?
Oh, that would be awesome. But I think I would probably fall asleep during some of them, maybe. Mm-hmm.
Nope, you can't. And they would know, because remember, they're monitoring your Fitbit.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. Fine.
And you have to fill out this survey and give them your information.
They're going to get their money's worth.
You should be the person to do this. So this is probably just like to get you on a mailing list. Right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They're trying to. This is a new business looking for people to spam. And they're like, "What? $1,300?" I'd like to know who actually gets this job, because I feel like these types of things always show up so a company can get press.
Yeah.
But I don't ever hear of the job going.
It's more like winning. Yeah, it's like maybe they factored all this money that's going into it as like winners, and it's all lottery. But yeah, I don't know.
Tyson, this is how you should build up your mailing list, where it's like, start the form like, "Hey, would you like to pick up Tyson at the airport
at the
and
airport?
Sitting near you? Just fill out this survey and tell us all of your information."
And then sell that to everyone, mm-hmm. all the information you get.
Mm-hmm. So, all right. How about, I guess this is somewhat spooky. I mean, the moon.
The moon is
a big part of Halloween imagery.
Correct.
Why can't I think of it? What animal? The wolf.
Werewolf.
Werewolves. Yes.
Yeah.
Werewolves in the moon.
So a new study says that the moon may have a little bit of an effect on the way that men are sleeping. Danny, you have any trouble sleeping?
Just yes, a lot, but just men.
It's that this study says about men that a research from Uppsala University in Sweden says that sleeping patterns of men may be more sensitive to the lunar cycles than those of women.
Forces on our nuts.
I don't know. I don't think that's exactly it. What they came up with, that they said that during the first half of the lunar cycle, more of the moon's surface is visible and makes the moon brighter. And so,
you don't have blinds?
I guess not. I guess that maybe that's like in more homes, like women are putting up some like window coverings, and maybe
this is what's happening.
A lot of men are too lazy to do that.
This is what's happened.
What happened?
This survey company sent out an email at like 3 a.m. and it was just like, "Men only need apply." And they sent it out on the peak of the lunar cycle. And all the men that got on at 3 a.m. were like, "I'm bored. I may as well make $1.50 here to take this 90-minute survey." And then they all filled out the survey, mm-hmm. and all they got was men in the middle of the night who couldn't sleep. And then once they had their survey filled, they shut it down. So the people that slept well and woke up in the morning were like, "Ooh, on a survey, I can make $1.50 while I'm eating breakfast." Gets on, survey already full.
I love the picture they use. I always love pictures they use for surveys. Look at this guy. He's distraught.
Yeah.
He's like, "I just can't sleep during the moon cycle."
Is there a giant moon in it somewhere?
No, I know they should have put a giant moon.
Yeah.
So what happens like when there's like a blood moon, or I wonder if that's like extra no sleep?
Well, the blood moon is red, right?
I know. Yeah, so maybe you sleep better because it's dark and it is red. Maybe that helps.
Moon? What about the harvest moon?
That's just two full moons in one month, right?
No, mm-hmm. Dude, that's the worst month for these guys. Oh,
guys aren't sleeping all over. They've got nothing else to do but watch.
Mm-hmm.
watch movies.
And is that supposed to be moonlight there in the back, or is that like full on daylight? I mean,
if this is the moonlight, then the moon has really reflected a lot of light on this guy.
This study makes no sense. What a weird thing to study. The moon's surface.
Talk to that many men. It was only like 360 men that they talked to.
We didn't even get our 2,000
survey people. That's too small of a sample.
2,000 survey people.
Mm-hmm.
And did this, were they all men that they talked to?
They talked to 492 women and 360 men. But they found that the men were more sensitive to the ambient light.
Oh, it's purely ambient light. Yeah, I like my room pitch black when I sleep, and I sleep better when it is. But
there is a point where it's too dark.
Too dark to sleep?
Yeah. Oh, totally. Have you ever slept in a cave?
Oh, or no, ever, mostly where I sleep, yeah.
Or slept in, I slept in a closet once,
mm-hmm.
and you can't, it is so, there's like no, you start to go insane because there's no point of reference. There's nothing. And when you get up to find the door, especially if it's a strange environment, you just stumble around.
Mm-hmm.
You need at least a little light to sleep. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying the whole full moon, right? Mm-hmm. But I'm telling you, if you've ever slept in pure total darkness,
mm-hmm.
it's not easy to do.
Mm. I mean, but you have like your watch with your like,
no, I'm telling you, total darkness. Try it, Tyson. It's unsettling to say the
least. I'll try it tonight and I'll probably love it so much that I'll continue to do it for the rest of my life.
Yeah. Mm. That'd be great. I'd be very interested in the results. Maybe you'll sleep better. I slept worse. So I need something between a full moon and a closet.
Okay.
Like that's where I sleep the best.
Like a quarter moon.
A quarter moon in a spacious room.
Okay.
Perfect.
Yeah.
You have to sleep in a large room.
Yeah. I gotta have windows that reflect a little bit of the moon. So I know exactly where I am in relationship to everything else in the room, especially my door. So yeah, that's perfect.
Okay.
Hmm.
All right. So Danny has busted another study.
Yeah. Faith in the chat said that this study does make sense because the moon has zero effect on women.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. As we all know.
Yeah. All right. And then one last story before we get to Danny's bolt hole. Congratulations to the people over at Corona Beer for having the world's number one most Googled beer, according to a new study.
Mm-hmm. Not a positive, because we all know what they were really searching for. And
can Corona beer cause coronavirus? Corona beer equal coronavirus? Did Corona beer company create coronavirus?
Actually, I'm going to see what populates.
Okay. Corona.
Hey, no publicity is bad publicity.
That's true.
That. All these other beer companies, they would kill for this kind of publicity.
Yeah, right. Not if like a rumor gets started that Corona beer is made from the blood of coronavirus victims or something.
Mm-hmm.
Or if people really think, and there probably are some people who think that you get coronavirus by drinking Corona beer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I think that this study might have been skewed by a bunch of people like doing searches about Corona, like virus. And then those counted as like they got to like the Corona beer website.
So you're thinking Corona should capitalize on this and try to manipulate the search results so that when you look up coronavirus, it points to their website.
They start like a 19 pack.
Here's what pops up in my search history as I type in Corona. Not search history, but predictive search.
Mm-hmm.
Corona del Sol High School, which is like, I guess, a high school like 20, 30 minutes away from me. Coronavirus, Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
Corona del Sol bell schedule. So I guess that's the high school bell schedule there. Corona, the city of California.
Mm-hmm.
Corona Refresca. I'm assuming that's the beer.
Are you even to the beer yet?
Yeah.
Coronavirus.
Oh, yeah.
And then Corona beer. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7th down. And then Corona symptoms, Corona Premier, Corona Seltzer.
Corona Seltzer. Tell me more about that. Yeah.
Let me look.
Not as good as I would have thought.
The Corona has seltzer, hard seltzer.
Yeah. Okay.
You can get it at Walmart or Safeway. Okay.
We here at Corona were the world's most Googled beer for 2020, and we are back with a brand new variant of our recipe.
Come get infected by our delicious taste.
Mm.
I have a weird fact here. It says beer production worldwide is 1.9 1 billion hectoliters.
Hectoliters.
Equivalent of 76,000 Olympic swimming pools.
I think it's cow urine samples.
I bet you cows put out more urine
more than hectoliters.
Beer production worldwide.
Hmm.
If it's a competition, the cows are winning.
Okay. Especially once the cows break the seal.
Go on. What's the joke there?
No, you guys aren't drinkers, but that's like if you start drinking a few hectoliters of beer, once you go to the bathroom once, you're going to be in there all night.
Okay.
Yeah.
I also love how they use Olympic swimming pools as if all of us are like, oh, yeah, Olympic swimming pools. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I've ever seen an Olympic swimming pool. Have you, Rob?
Like on TV, I imagine.
But do you know in your mind how big an Olympic swimming pool? Do you think you can visualize an Olympic swimming pool?
Only from watching the Olympics.
I just feel like we should come up with something better. Because I don't know how big an Olympic swimming pool. 76,000 Olympic swimming pools. Yeah, that's a lot. But mm-hmm. you can't picture them side by side covering up a giant swath of land. All right. Well, good for Corona.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm sure
congratulations.
One of the few people that have benefited from the virus.
I mean, one of the few. Yeah, I mean, lots of billionaires. People,
yeah.
You're right.
The rich get richer. Companies. Yeah. Mm. Okay.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, Danny, are you ready to take us to your bolt hole?
Yeah, follow the yellow stream.
Mm-hmm. All right. So let's bring in Danny Bryson and the world famous Danny's bolt hole.
Welcome to my bolt hole. I think you're gonna like it. I think you're gonna feel you belong.
Yes! Ladies and gentlemen, Danny Bryson!
Guys, I had two stories, both I really like both of them, but one was behind a paywall, the Wall Street Journal, so I wasn't willing to deal with that. So I thought I'd do a go around because everyone always steals the article around behind the paywall and then writes up their own. And it was about how running while high was this new thing. I was like, oh, that's interesting. I run. It sucks.
High on marijuana.
Yeah, exactly. On weed. So I could see why people would want to do that. So I typed it into the search bar. Mm-hmm. And after going through several Corona related links, I actually found out this isn't a new story. People have been running high for a very, very long time. And they popped, the big news article started popping up in 2015. I didn't know it was a whole thing. It makes perfect sense, right? Because running is miserable.
Yeah.
It can make you sick like it does mm-hmm. to me. I puke, probably one out of every 10 runs. So running high, I didn't also know. I did find out, I read one guy's story about running high. It sounded like a great time. He said he ran with no purpose. He just ran to run, just like through the city streets. Sounded like he was doing cartwheels mm-hmm. and having a really good time. But then obviously he can't run without it, because when reality comes crashing down on you and you realize that running is just this grind for an hour, that it becomes impossible to run without it. So I thought, and a lot of these stories included this, the idea that once you start running high, you can't go back, because real running is so miserable that the only way you probably can do it is high.
Hmm.
So I didn't ever get around that paywall, but it was interesting to know that there was a whole world out there. Not just like one or two people. It sounded like a ton of people out there running high.
All right.
And now I know. Now I know when I see this that happy guy on the trail.
Yeah.
He's probably high.
Yeah. Okay. I have been familiar with products that do have either CBD or THC in them that are athletic products specifically for running.
Yeah. Mm. He was doing edibles.
Yeah.
Yep. Which I guess is a big way to do it as well.
Good way.
You guess. Oh, I just guess. I don't know.
I don't know. But I mean, all runners take some drugs. Mm-hmm. I mean, like whether it's ibuprofen, anything, or caffeine, anything to make it better than what it is. Right. Yeah. These people are just taking it to the next level. So that was the first story.
Put that on my bucket list.
Put that right. Rob, if you ever think about taking up running, but you can't stand it because it is painful.
Mm-hmm. I have been running recently a little bit.
Have you been getting high to do it?
Danny, are you my doctor?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I should not be giving you any medical advice. I had not
thought of that yet. Yeah.
Now that I've planted the seed in your head.
I got to think about it. Yeah.
Now, How far are you running?
I've been going with my wife. She's a big Peloton runner. So that we put in take her AirPods and she takes one and I take one. And we've been doing some runs outside. Yeah.
You've got to stay right neck, shoulder to shoulder, right? For that to work. Is that kind of a motivation?
We haven't lost contact with the device.
That's kind of a good idea. It's kind of like a digital leash that keeps you.
She can't run away from me.
Pacing. Because I know the other person.
Yeah. She'll drop it.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. Nice. Interesting. That's what people should be doing. You want to motivate a friend to run, give him one half of your iPod. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. The other study was some people did research to find out if beards evolved, and this was a local study done at the University of Utah, but beards, not beer,
not like
beards were evolved to allow you to take a punch to the face.
Oh, like an airbag for your face.
Yeah. Kind of like an airbag for your face. And their theory was, you know, obviously people, when they fight, love to go for the eyes and face, right? That's like the favorite place to punch.
Well, let me get Tyson's take on this. Tyson, do you think that people evolved having beards to help soften the blows of being punched to the face?
No, I think it's more insulation related.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Your face warm.
Yeah.
And also, you know, I know that amongst us, there's some creationists and there's also some evolutionists.
Yeah.
And if we're following the line of evolution, then we evolved or maybe devolved into having less hair. I think that's more of what it is.
So they did find that your beard does take some of the force though.
Mm-hmm.
So you get in a twofer.
No, I agree with that. If you have warmth. A big pillowy beard.
Yeah. And it depends. My beard can't take,
your beard couldn't take a punch.
I don't think my beard would be very, very good at taking a punch. It does keep me warm a little bit.
So how did they do this? Did they get a bunch of guys with beards and then punch them?
No. They actually talked about that. They used fully furred samples and they created them. I'm trying to find the part. I'm going to recite this from memory using like some kind of sheep's wool.
Okay.
Mm.
So they created a fake face.
Fake face.
And then they threw punches at it. Oh, sheep fleece to model human hair and epoxy composite to model facial bones.
I mean, I'm going to grow my beard out now that I know that it can help.
If it could give you a better chin.
Yeah.
In a fight. I mean, that's worthwhile. I hate being touched in the face. And actually beards at some point are just as bad as constantly having someone touching your face.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if it's worth it. The insulation and the facial protection, just become a pacifist, maybe avoid confrontation. And you will never need that beard protection.
Mm-hmm.
For your face.
But also the beard, if you're getting in a fight, won't somebody be more likely to yank on the beard? Because the more protective the beard is, the longer and puffier it's going to be, which means the more ample hair to grab.
Yeah, maybe it also you could use it as an intimidation, right? Beards could be intimidating, maybe.
I think they used to be. Yeah. Yeah, I think they used to be.
So that, I mean, there's another thing that will help you in a fight.
Face tattoos used to be intimidating, too.
Oh, I think they still are.
They still are.
I mean, it depends
on the tattoo, honestly.
Anyone willing to get a tattoo on their face, that's not someone I want to mess with.
Fair enough.
That's next level.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
But add a beard to that. So they've got tattoos on their face, a beard. Mm-hmm. It's like, I can't win in that fight. They've got intimidation. They've got shock absorption.
Yeah. You're going to lose no matter what.
I'm going to use my skill, and that's run away.
I think, though, like, let's say somebody has
super
a big,
high, though.
Big old beard. It's hard to also know where their chin is to connect with.
Yeah.
So that's the other thing is that your depth perception, where exactly is the placement of the punch?
Mm-hmm. Knockout camouflage.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I like that, Tyson.
Yeah. So
they probably didn't even think of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they didn't. And
I'll send you this article. You can email the authors of this.
Why don't you on my behalf email the authors?
Yeah, sure. I speak for Tyson Apostle.
Yes, I'm a representative.
Power of attorney.
Yeah, power of attorney.
So anyway, now you guys know. Run while you're high, I guess, if you hate running. Mm-hmm. Just know that you won't be able to run not high if you start doing that. And have a beard. So if you get in a fight while you're out there running high, you'll be able to take a couple punches on the chin if they can even find your chin.
Yeah. I used to ride mountain bikes with a couple guys who could only ride mountain bikes while high.
Oh, yeah. Oh. I remember those two guys.
Yeah.
Were they really good? I remember you'd ride to the trees and sometimes you'd see them off on a side trail.
Yeah.
Getting high. I remember those guys.
Before they go ride. Yeah.
All right.
They were good. They are still good. They still ride. I don't. So there you have it. That's the testament.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Danny, what's coming up for you?
Oh, man. I better stay home for a little while.
You're not going to get recognized at your house, Danny.
Yeah, Danny.
Or get any respect.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
My kids, by the way, are going to love this episode. I already told you guys that. Anything involving poop, when I talk about tidal testicles, they're going to think that's so funny.
Oh, really?
That's like all they talk about now.
Even your daughter?
No, she won't understand. But my boys, I know they say things worse than that to each other.
What's the worst thing you've caught them saying?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't catalog it. But I'll keep an eye, Tyson. Well, I'll report back next week. So this week I'll be here. I'll be editing. I'll be putting out videos on Mediocre Amateur on YouTube. Just so, you know, I can get some of that sweet, sweet recognition that I crave so much when I'm out in public.
Mm-hmm. Danny, when are we going to collab on a
project?
So we'll take the helicopters, go to a remote location that's super
extreme. Set up a pickleball court.
And slap around some pickles.
Yes, definitely. Mm-hmm. I want to do that.
Okay.
We'll take the chopper. We'll find it. It's just got to be flat. You could do it in the middle of the Bonneville Salt Flats or something, probably.
What about on top of one of those pillars in Monument Valley?
It would be so awesome. Could we land on top of one of those?
I think you can. I don't know.
Check. Yeah, check. But we should definitely do that. Yeah.
Where are all the obelisks?
They disappeared, right?
What happened? Yeah, they disappeared. I guess the guy who was building them all disappeared, too.
Mm-hmm.
The guy who built them all, a girl who built them all, supreme, like alien that built them all, Tyson. You don't know who was building.
We don't
those.
Know who it was. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
We do not know.
I want something cool like that to happen. That's real. Like a giant obelisk that's like emitting some kind of made from elements we don't even have on Earth.
Yeah. Do you know how much that would be worth, dude?
As you approach it, you begin to see your own thoughts in like real form. Something cool like that. That would be awesome.
Yeah. As you approach it, you can hear other people's thoughts.
That would
their range. So it's just like, if there's like a bunch of people there, it's just like a bunch of people talking over each other in your head.
Or it puts your dreams out in like a movie format and you can watch it like it's a hologram.
So you can watch your dreams.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Well, that would be wild.
Anyway, that's maybe next week.
Okay. Okay. Keep us posted, Danny Bergson. Yeah, well, Tyson, what's crossed. Coming up for you?
Coming up for me, I am recording our second episode of the Pickle Pod podcast.
Oh, what name did you? Pickle Pod? Is that what you decided
Pickle Pod.
On?
Yeah. There is another podcast called The Pickle Pod that's all about pickles. Okay. And we're Pickle Pod that's all about pickleball.
Yeah.
So
how many people will stumble into yours hoping to hear about pickles?
I mean, our logo is a pickle. We're both wearing.
Oh, so you're
t-shirts.
Planning on it.
Yeah. We're luring Bait people in by. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
We just crunched the numbers to see.
Is that a pickle joke?
Crunching the numbers.
Yeah. Well, pickles are very crunchy.
Dills, they are crunchy. Right? Vlasic pickles Vlasic. Are the crunchiest, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, just doing that and trying to think. I am doing that Gamma pickleball paddle giveaway on my website right now that you can also win a video chat with me right after the airing of the premiere of Survivor 41 wow. next week.
Yeah. Or if you want more time with Tyson, just hang out at airports until mm-hmm. you see him.
Yeah,
just, with a sign. Tyson.
Yep. I'd be lured in with a sign every time. Oh, that's my name again.
Yeah.
Somebody knew.
Yeah. Just a big fan of yours. I'm here to pick you up.
Yeah. Okay.
Rob.
Let's go.
Yes.
Rob.
What?
Are
what,
we Danny? To number one?
Say the
survivor
yes,
of
yes,
all time.
Yes. Tonight. Tonight. That.
Oh my gosh. It's happened. This is 40, the biggest countdown of my 40 life.
40 weeks. Tonight I will wrap it all up. Mm-hmm. When I talk about Survivor Heroes versus Villains.
I was in that.
Yes. Yes.
Tyson was in. What a perfect, like everything's coming together.
It really is.
The countdown Boom. Reached number one. Tyson's yep. still in it. It's just like, couldn't have ended better.
40 weeks.
Really couldn't have.
40 weeks
yeah.
straight.
Oh, how many hours?
Unmeasurable.
It's really crazy what you do to your body.
How many hectoliters of Survivor?
Yeah. You just have
the proverbial cow urine you've yes. sifted through to get here.
Yes. How many hectoliters of my life essence
yes.
have we so spent on this?
Man.
Yeah.
But you still look young. You still
hanging in there.
Yeah, you're looking great.
That's why that Halloween thing would be so great for you. I think mm-hmm. that's nothing compared to
it's
what you just
nothing,
did.
Dude.
Nothing. I could do anything.
You're a champion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so too.
So tonight we'll wrap it all up talking about mm-hmm. heroes versus villains and then no more watching Survivor seasons for me.
Wow.
I don't know what I'm going to do with all this time.
I don't either. What are you going to do with this time?
I got some ideas.
You've got Survivor 41 coming up.
Survivor 41, but that's only one episode a week. I just got to record the podcast.
I have a funny little gag that maybe would be hilarious for your podcast throughout this season.
Okay.
If they were all just 2/3 the length that they normally are.
Oh, because they're only doing 2/3 the number of days.
That you saw Ethan's post about Survivor with the asterisk by it.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the bottom, I had an asterisk that said only 26 days. Mm-hmm. I think as long as they make it ridiculously hard, we'll be fine.
Yeah. I think that's kind of like an old guy take to be like, oh, it's not 39 days like it used to be when I played.
Yeah. I mean, I know that because they give you enough rations mm-hmm. and you can usually find enough stuff in the area for a little bit of time that 26 day mark was not mm-hmm. a challenge physically.
Yeah.
But I think if they give you less or no rations, they have less food rewards, then you'll accelerate that process, which I think is all they need to do.
Also, in fairness, when they started the show 21 years ago, the prize was $1 million. And so mm-hmm. if you work that out to like dollars per day, $1 million for 26 days with inflation is pretty much
about
exactly
accurate.
The same thing. Yeah.
Yeah. That is true.
So
that's true too.
Okay.
I agree.
There you go.
All
right.
So,
Joseph Delpina just got here.
Perfect timing, Joseph. He's like your friend who always doesn't want to be there, but wants to make it seem like he does. Yeah. I'm here, guys. Did I miss anything? Yeah, we're just leaving. Okay.
Yeah. All
Perfect.
Right.
Next
we'll be
time.
Back next Tuesday. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.